Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Monday, August 5th, 2024. Never ashamed. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Carol Geisler. The text comes from Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. When Adam and Eve heard God walking in the Garden of Eden, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Adam and Eve had disobeyed their Creator's command. They were not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but instead they listened to the tempting serpent and ate the fruit forbidden to them. They knew they were guilty and they were ashamed. They tried to hide their shame by covering themselves with fig leaves, but that plan failed. Then they blamed each other, the serpent, and even God for their sin. Those excuses did not work either. Like Adam and Eve, we know what it is to feel guilt and shame. We too sin against God and disobey his commands, enjoying the forbidden fruit of gossip, hateful words, and loveless actions. We try to blame others or make excuses for ourselves, saying, everyone else is doing it, or what I did was not really that bad. Those excuses are no more effective than fig leaves. We cannot cover up our sin. We cannot cleanse ourselves from the guilt and shame. God had mercy on Adam and Eve, and he has mercy on us. In Eden, he promised that a child of the woman would come to bruise the head of the tempting serpent, to crush the power of the devil. God gave our first parents better clothing than their useless fig leaves, clothing them with the skins of animals. He has better clothing to cover our shame, too. Sin brought death into God's good creation, but God gave a promise of life and hope. Sin and guilt have been washed away through the blood of Jesus, the woman's offspring. Now, instead of trying to hide behind our own pathetic excuses, our sins are forgiven. We are clothed in the bright robes of Jesus' righteousness. Jesus died a shameful death on the cross to free us from our guilt and shame. Our sins are washed away in his blood. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we are dressed in Jesus' righteousness. Our shame is covered and hidden forever from the sight of God. The Lord heard our repentant cry, and in mercy, he reached down to save us. As we look in faith to our Savior, we are radiant, reflecting his love in the world. We are delivered from fear because whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. We pray, Jesus, you have delivered me from guilt and shame. Help me to reflect your love to others. Amen.